So 822-247 to talk to Couch. And I still want to know about Green Day. How did the guy from Green Day, the drummer, end up in a ne'er-do-wells Couch from California? He was you know all the answers.
He was going to college up in Humboldt. He's going to Humboldt State University. And that's how he ended up. He met all the other guys. He used to be in a band called like
Brent's TV.
Brent's TV and Dukes of Burrell.
And how did they end up meeting Green Day?
Well, no. See, what I was saying is that used to be... He moved up to Humboldt from Berkeley.
Oh, so he was commuting, going back and forth for Green Day.
No. He was already out of Green Day at that point.
Oh, okay. And now he's in the ne'er-do-wells. We're speaking to Couch from Eureka, California. I once knew a sailing yacht that was called Humboldt Bay. Is there a Humboldt Bay?
This is correct.
Is there a big sailing community there? A Humboldt 30. It was like a real fast boat.
I don't know. I've never been sailing.
So back to the Berkeley story. This guy phones me, Keon from Seattle, and he organized a gig for you. When was this gig, and how did it go? And who played at it in Seattle on your little tour here? Hello?
Oh, okay. Well, I was seeing if someone else wanted to answer. We played at the Elvis Lounge, and that was like with the Popsicle, which is like the new Coffin Break thing or something. And the Sinister Six, who bent my microphone stand.
And how were they?
Christ Driver,
that was like this weird gothic heavy metal thing.
And
hello?
Hello, caller.
Yeah, what's up?
How are you?
Not bad, Nordware.
So you have a question for the rock and roll band Couch.
I don't actually have a question for it. I just wanted to say that last guy was an idiot, that doot-doodle-oot-doo, and he couldn't get it. Like, we got it right off.
Yeah, but he did learn something about Eureka gang violence, though.
Did he? That's awesome.
What do you know about, like, Eureka or California or Northern California? Why is there marijuana there?
Actually, when my girlfriend just reminded me, like, when we were in Eureka, we saw a cool house there. It was, like, on the water, and we couldn't go in it, though. We could just look at it.
That was our house.
That was your house.
Why do a lot of people drive through Eureka? I've never been there.
I think he's talking about the Carson Mansion, a all-male club.
It's an all-male club.
Yeah, so you could have gone in, possibly.
I didn't know it was a club. It was daytime, though. And we had no money. Do you have to pay to get in there?
No, they don't let anybody in unless you're, you know, a Rich stodgy male. White male.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any...
Well, that's me, obviously. Me and Nardware.
Yes. Hello, yes?
Hello? No, I'm saying that's me and you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Actually, another story from Eureka. A station member recollected to me. Recollected? Recollected to me. He said he knew a guy from Eureka that killed somebody or came very close to killing somebody drinking and driving. So he drove all the way to Canada to escape persecution, couldn't find a job in Canada, and then got a job. Where did he get a job, caller?
This Mexico.
No, we got a job in Point Roberts.
So that's still in the States, though.
In the Breakers, right. So he was living in Canada, but working in Point Roberts, and the FBI took him away.
Hey, right on for the FBI.
So they got him.
Gun control. There you go.
Anything else you'd like to ask the band Couch at all, caller, or any other Oregon memories? Are you looking forward to their set?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to their set. Do you have a hard time getting through customs? Like, do you have anything that they would...
Oh, yeah.
You did have a hard time.
Yes.
In what way? Like, did they, like, tear apart your van? Do you have a van or do you have, like, a bus?
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to say this on the radio?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is co-op radio. Anything you like.
No, this is CITR radio.
They found a marijuana pipe on our driver guy.
And, did they?
Yeah, and they took us into a room and they squeezed my nuts and... They embarrassed me in front of my peers.
They squeezed your what?
What about your steel ball? Didn't that stop the squeezing?
My steel ball?
Yeah, your steel ball.
The driver had that one.
The steel ball?
Oh, yeah. But the driver had that. I didn't have it.
So aside from the pipe, there was no problem? Because you just were coming out recording.
Cool.
And you're recording at your friend's Andrew's house.
Yes, he's right here in the studio with us.
And Andrew...
Hey, Andrew.
Andrew used to be in a band called Third Wave.
Okay.
And they sort of turned into Dogzilla, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm
keeping up.
What's your name?
I'm Lilk.
No, you're who?
Lilk.
L-I-L-K. Lilk. Okay, I'm also looking at the bass player for the band. Your name is?
Sarah.
Sarah? Yes. Sarah, hello, Sarah. Can you move closer to the mic?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how is this all connected that you're here with Andrew?
Well, he's my uncle.
So we have...
He's your uncle?
We have an
uncle. Wait, what are you? How old are you?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
She did reveal that earlier on in a conversation,
I'm sorry, I just came in and I heard that guy going doot, 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 and he didn't get it. So. Okay. I just came in.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in anyways, caller.
You're welcome.
Do. Okay, thank you. So, yeah, back to the story here. We're just getting back to that Keon story. This guy from Seattle was down, saw you guys playing, and then wanted to organize a tour for you for the whole Northwest, and that's how I got a phone call?
More or less, it wasn't like the whole Northwest, but he got shows in Seattle.
What other show in Seattle did you play?
At this horrible bar with a bunch of people who look like members of White Zombie.
But they're like featuring Beavis and Butthead, though.
Well, that's cool.
It was the Lake Union Pub.
Lake Union, isn't that near where Kurt Cobain lives? Around Lake Union?
Does he live around there? I think I saw him.
Yeah, there's a couple of his friends there.
Why was it a bad gig?
There's just people are, I don't know.
Who did you play with?
A band called Rubber and who else?
Oh, Sick and Wrong.
Oh, the Sick and Wrong. They're an interesting band. They have a lot of sort of strap-on type stuff they use.
Yeah, we grabbed their set list. They had lots of sexual connotations
to
it.
Yeah, they do a cover of Greased Lightning.
The band Raoul, you mentioned them earlier. Their average age, I think, is 14, isn't it? Are they really that young? They're from California?
Maybe. I don't know.
It says on the record average age 14. They do a cover of Summer Nights.
That's
sort of close.
Sort of like Summer
Sort of like
Nights.
The Sick and Wrong thing.
Their own version.
There might be a connection.
And so you came to the Lake Union Pub gig, and then all connected. Angus Wilson. Who is Angus Wilson?
Oh, hey.
You're staying at his house.
He's the program director.
No, he's the news director here at CITR.
News director.
We have major connections.
And he said that his roommate's niece was in a band, and would they play on CITR? And, of course, the name of the band is...
Couch.
And if that wasn't enough to get Couch up here to CITR, once a phone call from Keon to see if they get a gig in Vancouver, Angus sort of knowing the band as well. When I interviewed last week or 2 weeks ago, No Means No, I said, did you play with any bands of note? And if listeners were listening, they might have noticed that Tom Holliston said he played with a good band called...
Couch.
Couch. So he played with No Means No.
Yes,
was that
did.
Before the tour had started?
Yeah, that was November 24, 20, yeah.
Where was that?
That was in Eureka,
that
actually.
Was December
8th. 7th.
December 6th, so, yeah.
And how was the gig?
It was good. They were a little surprised because they played it was this huge auditorium. They didn't expect it to be so large. And
it was very echoey.
And it rained really bad.
And that was you guys. Who else played on the bill?
Saki.
Another good local band named Saki.
And do any of these local bands have releases out? Or are you going to have any releases coming out? Are there any labels out of Eureka? Or what's the most famous band to come out of Eureka? Is that Agent 86?
Yeah,
no.
Mr. Bungle.
Mr. Bungle is from
Yeah, Mike
Eureka?
Patton. Mike Patton. Marijuana Mike Patton. Yeah.
Nuisance is from Fortuna, which is close.
And they're a lookout band too, aren't they?
Yeah, they had one record out.
Anybody else? What about any cool...
Ne'er-do-wells, they're pretty famous.
So the Ne'er-do-wells are actually from Eureka too?
They're from Arcata.
Do they live there?
Not anymore.
Locust Furnace is really popular in Eureka.
There's quite some metal. There's some pretty hot metal bands around there.
What about that band that Ne'er-do-wells shared a label with, Judy and the Lodies? What's their background? Is that just the same guys?
Yeah, it's basically the same guys, except they had this one girl, Judy, in their band. But that's kind of broken up now, though.